morning and welcome to Better Lawn and Garden. It's planting time, and I think we need to review our good planting procedures. We've all seen the effects of poor planting, haven't we? Well, Tom Payne joins us from P&L with a professional's view of plant maintenance at this time of the year. What does he think we should be doing? We'll find out. And Joni has a Who done it for us? That'll be neat. You can also call in at 1-888-45-LAWNS or text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Kelly Velez is at the controls in the studio. Teresa Watkins, Joni, and I are hosting the program from our homes. So please join Kelly, Teresa, Tom, Joni, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Looking to make your spring fresh and new? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has whatever you're looking for. Fancy shrubs and large trees like magnolias and hollies. Beautiful flowers like supertunias and azaleas. Plus avocados, olives, peaches, blueberries, and citrus. Along with vegetables and herbs, too. Pick up quality natural fertilizers and organics like Azomite. Experience the Quality Green Specialist difference. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 1639 North Spring Garden Avenue, DeLand. Or visit Quality Green Specialist.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. It seems so simple. You know, you open a hole, pop in a plant, and away it grows. Well, if you get real lucky, it can work out that way, but not often for me. It's kind of like the person that tells me whatever he or she sticks in the ground roots. Well, not for me. So just for a bit of time today, let's talk about good planting procedures. You know, the techniques have changed over the years. It's amazing. Horticulture does change. Like, how deep a hole do you need? What about the fill soil? Teresa and I will have our opinions in just a little bit here, and you can add yours too. What does happen when a plant is sunk too deep in the ground? Well, you know, it may take several years to have a problem and decline. Let's talk about proper planting. I think it's only appropriate as we all get out and start to replant our landscapes. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, a host of Better Lawns and Gardens, along with Teresa and Joni. I'm also Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. And our books are for those who love gardening. They include Month by Month Gardening, Florida Getting Started Garden Guide. And Teresa has a Gardener's Compendium series. They're all good ones. Just put our name in the search engine, they'll pop up. Thanks for stopping by for this hour, Better Lawns and Gardens. And, of course, we'll be waiting for your phone calls about midway through the program. Don't rush to get online with us right this moment. But the number here, if you want it, is toll-free, of course, 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can call us locally at 407-916-5400. And you can text me at any time, 23680, and we'll be happy to answer your questions. Hour number one. Tom Payne, company horticulturist with P&L Lawn Maintenance and Irrigation in Orange County and Sarasota, Florida, a University of Florida horticulture graduate, by the way, joins us with information on plant care at this time of the year. He says he has a beautiful tabebuia tree, so we'll give him a little bragging time. And Joni has a whodunit for us. We'll be neat. Hour number two.
Whodunit.
I know. Get you all excited, doesn't it? Number two, Teresa and I will be talking about the colorful plants appearing out in the wild right now and what is growing and flowering in your neighborhood. Well, give us a call and let us know. We'd be happy to talk with you about it. Webpage is up for a little longer for February. March is around the corner, of course. Tom's got to do his moon sign planting dates. And Teresa has a new design feature on community gardens. Kind of neat. Get up there and take a look. BetterLawns.com. Right now, please join me in welcoming the people making the program totally possible. Kelly Velez is at the controls in the studio and will be answering your phone calls. Teresa, Joni, and I are hosting a program from our homes. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Joni. Kelly.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yep, we're all here. Let me give you my trash can report. Five trash cans full of yard debris, including old banana trunks. I had to take my bananas out. But there's shoots coming up from the base and all be turned into compost, of course. So anyway, another warm week. Here's my question for everybody. Is winter over for us? What do you think?
I think yes.
I'll go with you. Yeah.
Kelly, what do you think? We go a long way throughout the state. If you were in South Florida, I'd say, yeah, no problem. Never had winter.
they didn't have it to begin with, right?
I know. If you're in Central Florida, I would say, yeah, I think it's over. I looked ahead for about a week. And if you're in North Florida, I think you're on the edge. You know, the average last frost date for the northern portion of the state is February 28th. So it says there's still some cold coming through. So hopefully we're all right, and it's going to be nice, warm, spring-like weather here on out. Anyway.
Good. Busy
week for me, consultations, cleaning up the yard, and sorting through old pots. Teresa, you ever been through all your old pots?
No, but I have them stacked up and piled in different little corners and nooks, and I need to get through to them. Now, do you go through and sterilize your pots or clean them up and get them ready for spring?
You know, I will clean them up before I use them. I used to go through and put them in chlorine dips and everything, but
yeah.
Not anymore. How about you?
Well, I mean, I do. Well, only when I start to use them and if there's a lot of debris in there and if I can remember what I planted in it before. If it had a disease or some kind of issue or weeds, then I will go through and sterilize it, wash it out real good and clean it out. But I think, especially the clay pots, you can just dry and wipe out.
Yeah. I have them sitting out in the open for a long period of time, and I think most of the poor microorganisms that affect our plants are probably not going to be there. And the weather kind of washes them out some. But if it's got a lot of debris in them, then I'll go ahead and clean them up. And so I have to get rid of some of them. Some garden centers will take them from me if you have old pots.
You're talking about the plastic ones.
Yeah, plastic ones, yeah.
Yeah.
And I pick up clay pots at the garden center near me. Says people are bringing him pots all the time, and so he'll have clay ones there, and I love clay pots. So
I do too.
Up.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we get a lot of nice ones that way, and they're starting to charge for them, those clay pots, these days.
They are. They're a little expensive.
Yep. Now, many of us will be adding new trees and shrubs. We have all seen failures due to poor planting. Teresa, I bet you've seen them when they're planted too deep, for instance.
I saw them yesterday. I was out in New Smyrna Beach, and I was at a wonderful house that had a wonderful garden, but her plants are starting to die, so she asked me to come out there, and they said they were doing fine, and all of a sudden, they just started dying, and, you know, they were planted too deep.
Wow. Huh. You know, Tom Payne's going to have a little story about that. I think he had dug one up the other day, a tree that was planted too deep, so we'll see if he has time to talk about that. But the one I should say, is where I see a row of palms all planted at the same height.
Yeah.
Palms don't grow at the same height like that. And so we know that some of them have got to be planted too deep. And it will take them 5 years or more before you see a problem.
And so now, do they have the flare at the bottom of the palm too? Just, I mean, it starts to get wider down at the bottom. And so how do you decide where to plant it?
You know, I just look at the root ball and see where the surface of the roots were in the past. And like you said, there's a little flare coming out there, and you can see the roots at the surface. And so that's the height that I planted, right where it was, where it came, or in a pot or in the ground. How about
you? That's what I try and do. I try and keep it level, and then but then when I put it in the ground, I keep them, even the palm trees, a little bit, 1 to 2 inches, a little bit above the grade, because in this Florida sandy soils, they sink.
Yeah, just about all plants sink. And I've seen pictures. I've not actually dug one up, but I've seen palms that have been planted 2 or 3 feet too deep. So if they could get them all the same height. You know, if you see a row of palms, they're all the same height, you know that they've been stuck in the ground at different levels. It has to be.
That's so true. And yesterday, like I said, I was driving, or I will say that I was driving down the highway on 90 or 75, and you see the palms in a row, but on the ones on the outside, they're smaller than the ones next to them. And it's kind of like, well, this is where the palm fruit just started to germinate. And so they're not all the same heights. And so when you see them, like you said, all the same height, there's something going on.
Yeah. Either that or they were mighty selective, one or the other. Now, here's the next question. How do you decide how large a hole for planting? This is always a big question with people. Is it a big hole? Is it a deep hole? How do you decide?
Well, you know, the science has changed a little bit on it. Used to say that it could be, you know, 2.5 times the size of the pot, you know, would be the size of the hole and the same depth as the pot. But now they're saying just a regular size hole, the same size as the pot, maybe just is okay.
Yeah, and no deeper.
Deeper.
Maybe a little shallow compared. So, it's, like you said, the root ball is up, sitting up maybe an inch or two, or sometimes 2 to 4 inches above the ground, the top of the root ball.
Yeah, depending on how heavy it is. That's how I would decide how deep or how tall to leave it out of the ground, or how high. And it will sink, and so it's good to leave it out of the ground just a wee bit and cover it with mulch, make a tree ring, and so the water gets into it. You want to make sure those roots, any roots above the surface, even if a couple of inches, are covered.
Yep. Do you amend the soil? I remember when I was starting out and everything, they always came through, and when you left the garden center, they sold you a bale of peat moss also. Don't forget to amend the soil and put the manure in and everything like that.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, and it's also because people have this thought that Florida soils are bad and that they have to amend the soil. And that's not the case. You know, the plants are always, you always buy them in good organic material, good soil that's been fertilized and has a lot of good nutrients in it. And you want to make sure that the plant gets established. So you don't need to amend the whole, you know,
yeah,
I have a big old story about that.
It's got to grow out to that old soil anyway at some time. Here's my last question for you. What do you do if the plant's pot bound? We do get shrubs that have been in the pot too long, trees, what have you.
Yeah, and you know, I would always look at the roots, what color they are, how new they are, and if they're orange and brown on the outside and everything clumped together, masked together, then I will probably shave them about 1 inch to 2 inches, depending on the size of the root ball. Or if it's a small 1 gallon or 3 gallon pot, I will open it up with my fingertips. But you want to kind of stimulate that root system a little bit and let it know that it's been planted in a new hole. The only plant I won't do that to is a bird of paradise, because I want it to bloom. So I won't open up a root-bound bird of paradise.
Yeah, I understand that. That's for sure. You know, I right now we're getting plants so rapidly that a lot of them are not pot bound. But I remember when I used to get them or see them when they were pot bound, I'd knock them out of the pot, and if they were too pot bound, I wouldn't buy them. You know, I'd just go on to the next one unless I really wanted it. If I really wanted it, then I'd shave them down and get them started again. But if they're really heavily pot bound in the pot, I'm probably not going to buy it. Do you see roots growing out and everything? Yeah.
Well, there's the new science coming out with research behind it that says you should root wash every plant you put in the ground.
Really?
And that's from Extension, and it's the new science. And I said, it's not going to happen. Landscapers in Florida are not going to wash the roots of every plant. And there's some nurseries that they won't guarantee them or warranty them if you disturb the root system like that.
Yeah, now I understand that too. Tell you what, let's take a break. What do you say? We come back, Tom Payne's going to be with us, and Tom's going to bring us up to date on how to care for our plants at this time of year. He's a professional, and he'll have the information that we need. And plus, you can text me, 23680. Not time to call in quite yet, but you can text us at 23680 with your questions. I have a couple of them for us already. This has been Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
One of the tragedies of modern life is the plight of homeless people who literally have no place to call their own. Yet even those of us who have homes are really homeless without Jesus. You see, every material thing we possess is temporary. We leave it all behind when we die. But the good news is for followers of Jesus, homeowner or homeless, we can inherit a permanent home called heaven. Jesus promised that he was going to go there to prepare our eternal home, a home which cannot be lost. It is ours to receive when we put our faith in Jesus Christ. When you die, will you have a home or will you be homeless? The choice is yours. It's yours by accepting the free gift of salvation and eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ. Where is your eternal home? Is your heart homeless? Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click on About Us to find out how to know Jesus. Don't wait. Do it today. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by US Med.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. It's going to be a little chilly outside today, but, you know, us gardeners like that kind of time outside. Don't you like that time in the chilly weather outside, Joni?
Huh?
Don't you like the chilly weather?
No, and double no. No.
Wow, I guess that's no.
Stay inside.
Oh, we got to get outside and work. You can do that. You can pull more weeds when it's cool outside. Anyway. We're here with you today, and if you want to give us a send us a message, text message is always available, 23680, and probably in about 5 or 10 minutes here, you can go ahead and give us a call. Give us a call now if you want, but we've got our guest coming up right now. Right now, please join me in welcoming Tom Payne, Company Horticulturist of P&L Lawn Maintenance and Irrigation in Orange County in Sarasota. A horticulture graduate from the University of Florida, and the company telephone number is 407-273-9123. It's 407-273-9123. Tom, good morning to you.
Tom, how are you?
Good morning, Tom.
I'm fine. We got Teresa, we got Joni, we got me, we got you. It's going to be a good gardening day, I figure. Hey, Tom, we were talking about planting plants too deep, and this week you sent me a picture of an Iliocarpus that looks like it had been planted way too deep. Is this a major problem?
Yes, it is. At times, some people just don't understand that you're going to have a little settling when you plant a plant, and if they planted a little bit too deep, then what happens is the plant struggles, and it may take a few years for that to even show up.
Yeah, and that's what happened with the one you showed me, I believe, because it looks like everything down at the bottom was rotten.
Well, we had no idea what was wrong with the tree until we pulled it out of the ground, and you could see the old container marks where it had been in the container, and all the rooting was right on the surface where it had come up across the top of the pot. So that's a sure sign that plant was planted too deep.
Yeah. Now, we're going to give you a little bragging time this morning, Tom. Tell us about the Tabebuia that you talked to me about or sent me information on.
Oh, the Tabebuias are just awesome this year. And, all across the state, some have already bloomed, some are still waiting to bloom, and you've got all the different varieties and colors. You just can't beat it in a landscape.
Is that due to the weather, Tom? Is it due to temperatures or the amount of rain we've had?
Teresa, it's got to be definitely due to the weather because I've had years where the Tabebuias don't bloom until sometime in March or April, so they are extremely early this year, just like a lot of the other plants.
What about azaleas? I mean, they're starting to bloom now, too. Is that a little early?
Yes, that's definitely a little bit early, and it's surprising the Tabebuias beat the azaleas this year, but, you know, in Mother Nature, just about anything can happen.
Yeah, we've seen that.
If things are ahead a little bit, is there a rush now with landscape maintenance companies to get the spring work done?
Oh, absolutely, because normally we have another month of pretty much dormancy. So we're struggling to try to get leaves out of parking lots and so on and so forth because we just haven't had the full winter that we normally have. Also trying to get our equipment ready for spring.
Wow, yeah, a big rush is on. What about fertilizing? Are you starting now?
Well, you know, as you drive down the neighborhood, you can definitely tell which lawns are healthy and which lawns are not. And I think that if you're going to do some fertilization on St. Augustine in Central and South Florida, it's probably okay to do it now or within the next couple of weeks. And I would especially encourage that if you're going to do a weed and feed. In North Florida, you still might want to wait a few more weeks, probably maybe the first part, middle of March.
Yeah.
So Tom, if you have zoysia grass that is dormant on one street and zoysia grass that is not dormant, can you still fertilize the zoysia grass that's dormant?
Oh, absolutely. You can fertilize the grass that's dormant because it's not a waste of the fertilizer. The roots will pick it up and store it, and as soon as that grass decides it wants to start growing, then it'll be there and it'll be ready to go.
Yeah. Now, are companies particular about the type of fertilizer you use? Do you choose a certain type, slow release, or what?
Oh, absolutely. We want to do a slow release fertilizer. I'd like 50% to 75% slow release fertilizer, and we want to try to get a good blend that doesn't have the phosphorus in it. So. Say a 16-04 or something like that, 15-015. A lot of those are 15-215. A lot of those are all good.
Yeah. Now, I don't know where you've been out looking at the garden centers, but one company now, and I'll say who it is, Scotts, has a six-month fertilizer out for lawns. That's amazing.
Wow.
Well, we'll have to wait and see if that lasts 6 months in Florida. That would be quite a treat.
Yeah.
I'm sure
they're trying to get through that summertime when many areas you can't fertilize at all, so put it down in May and it'll last you through early fall anyway, maybe.
You know, and we have an office in Sarasota, and the restrictions down there are even a little bit more severe than they are here in Central Florida. And you really got to use the spring to get all your fertilizers in because you're not allowed to fertilize in the summertime.
Yeah.
And so where are we with pruning trees and shrubs, Tom?
Well, it's a good time to bring them down a little bit, the shrubs. I wouldn't do any pruning on items like azaleas and camellias until they are done blooming. Trees, low limbs, obviously, and when their leaves are off, sometimes you can see the structures better, so you can get in and prune off any limbs that really are going to create a problem with the tree down the line. And the one thing that I want to mention that everybody's pruning right now that doesn't really need to be pruned is the crepe myrtles.
Oh, you read my mind.
Joni's too.
Yeah.
So what would you do for crepe myrtles?
Well, crepe myrtles, the only reason I would recommend pruning them is if you want size control, which means you planted the wrong type of crepe myrtle in the first place, or if you're trying to keep it off the building. But if you really want to get out there and do something that's a little bit beneficial, just tip it, and don't take any limbs off or any branches off that are any bigger than your finger.
What about air circulation?
Well, air circulation is better, if you don't prune it, because it tends to get a little bit more bushy. But I haven't seen that as being a major issue.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I saw the other day with crepe myrtles, just to bring it up, was one that was so heavily loaded with Spanish moss. And I've seen them engulfed with Spanish moss. I don't know whether it's a problem with the crepe myrtle at that time or the Spanish moss is just extra vigorous. Have you seen that?
I've seen that many times, the same with ball moss sometimes. I feel that moss is not going to be affecting that plant unless it's on the outer branches and limiting the light. If it's hung on the inner branches, I would suggest to leave it.
Yeah, Teresa, have you seen that?
I have seen it, and I was helping to pull it off of a tree yesterday. So they just pop off real easy. So I say, if it's within reach, go ahead and grab it off. And you're going to see that when you're around a lot of oak trees, and because those spores are airborne, they're gonna land on a crepe myrtle, and they're going to be nice and happy.
Yeah, crepe myrtle, I've seen them engulfed, totally engulfed by it. I mean, it's just amazing. Tom, it's weed time now. I bet you're seeing lots of weeds out there. And just wondering what the professional landscape maintenance companies do for weed control.
Well, Tom, that depends on if you're talking about the lawn or you're talking about the plant beds.
let's do lawns first.
Well, if you have a St. Augustine lawn, I recommend atrazine, weed and feed with atrazine, and I think that's the best product that you can use. Use it according to directions, obviously, because you can damage your lawn. And if you want to repeat it, you should wait at least 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Now, I saw a sedge going into the garden beds. What should somebody do if they have that creeping into their yards and they have St. Augustine lawn, but that Bermuda or the sedge is getting in there?
Well, Teresa, we haven't had much success controlling it in lawns, but once it gets into the plant beds, it can be controlled either. You can hand pull it, obviously, or you can spray a non-selective herbicide like glyphosate on it, and that'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you were talking about the atrazine for lawn weeds. You know, one company tried to get away from atrazine at one time, and were not successful with it. So I think we're back with atrazine for many of the wheat and peas, not all of them, but some of them anyway. So it seems to be the product to use, like you mentioned.
You know, I wrote that company a letter the first time I saw one of their bags where they had switched the product, and I said, why did you ruin such a good thing? And it didn't take them very long to turn that back around.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
So what about dollar weed, or what is your worst weed, Tom, that you have to deal with?
Well, worst weed in lawns are the non-controllable weeds, like, for example, sedges and crabgrass and woodsweed, because they turn brown with a cold, so they're very obvious in the lawn, but you can't do anything about them. Dollar weed is probably the number one weed problem in the lawn, although it's not the most visible. There's other weeds like chickweed and oxalis, hairy bristletail, youngia. They're more obvious, but they're easy to control. So right now, the dollar weed is probably number one in the lawns, and again, it can be controlled with atrazine.
Yeah, it's also edible. Once you start eating it, it disappears.
But not if you've sprayed it with atrazine.
Oh no! If you're using sprays of any sort, just off the subject here. When will the insects start popping up, Tom?
Well, Tom, we haven't had enough cold weather to knock them completely down yet. There's still some out there you can find, but as soon as the weather starts getting really warm and we get into a little bit of a dry period here and there, I think you're going to see a large a spring bloom of insects that we're going to have to deal with.
Yeah, they're sitting there waiting, staying nice and warm. Yeah, if the cold hasn't helped with the insects much, did it help control any of the weeds? I mean, did it kill out the crabgrass for sure, or what?
No, it's just it's pretty much just killed the leaves and the foliage. If you look down in the crabgrass where it's brown in your yard, you'll still see that the stolons are still green and they're active. And so that being the case, I think that the small amount of cold weather we've had has not done much as far as controlling our weeds.
Yeah. You know, the rule book with crabgrass was during the wintertime it died out and it all came back from seed. But the rule book is not working anymore.
Well, you know, during time when you're in horticulture, as you're in it longer and longer and longer, all those old myths, sometimes you find that they're not so true.
They don't work anymore. Hey, Tom, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Tom Payne, Company Horticulturist with P&L Lawn Maintenance and Irrigation in Orange County and Sarasota. Number for the company, 407-293-9123. It's P&L Lawn Maintenance and Irrigation in Orange County and Sarasota. Let's take a break. What do you say? And when we come back, we've got
Thank you, Tom.
Yep, thanks, Tom. When you come back, we've got Joni's Who Done It, and, of course, we'll be waiting for your text messages, 23680. I got a bunch of them here, by the way, Teresa.
Excellent.
And you can start giving us a call now. How about that? 1-888-45-LAWNS. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. It's time to start getting your flower and vegetable gardens off to a great start with Black Cow. Prepare new plant beds with a 1.5-inch layer of Black Cow in the area and then mix it in with the soil 6 inches deep. Black Cow is organic. Pick up the bright yellow bag and get growing.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you stuck inside but still looking for bargains on new and secondhand goods? Try HiBid.com, the online auction site for just about anything. HiBid.com offers a safe and easy way to find hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. From rare coins to fine jewelry, tools to vintage toys, and classic cars to real estate. HiBid.com has it all. HiBid.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for, and the site is simple to use. HiBid.com. That's HiBid.com. And start discovering great deals today.
As drivers, our surroundings are constantly changing. Like, when did this lane become a bike lane? And why can't I turn right on red here? And not just change, we have distractions too.
Grandma, look!
Cute ones, but nevertheless distractions. So it's important to always pay attention, especially around crosswalks. 1 in 4 traffic fatalities involve a pedestrian.
You're smart, Grandma.
Smart enough to know that safety doesn't happen by accident.
Alert today, alive tomorrow. A message from the Florida Department of Transportation.
Teresa Watkins is an award-winning horticulturist and landscape designer in Central Florida. Give her a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thanks for joining us. We're up and running everywhere, we've been told, so we appreciate it very much. And thank Kelly for keeping us up on the air and running perfectly, and we thank you for that. Tell you what, we've got Joni ready to go. She's all fired up. She's got a whodunit for us, so let's put Joni to it. Here you go.
Right now, huh? Yeah. Okay. If you see a hole in your citrus fruit, do you ever wonder who is doing it? Is it the neighbor's kitty? No, those darn squirrels, raccoons, or possums. It probably isn't squirrels like you might have thought. They usually pick the fruit and carry it away. They prefer to enjoy their vitamin C feast from a high vintage point, like on your root. They usually chew up the fruit peelings in small pieces. These holes were chewed by rats. They probably think that you planted the citrus trees just for them. They are usually the first ones to know when your prized navels or tangerines are ripe. So the bottom line here is, if you see small pieces of fruit peelings, it's squirrels. A roundish hole or two chewed from the fruit, almost totally eaten, it's rats.
Very good. Who done it? Rats doing it. You know, I've watched those squirrels just carrying the fruits away.
Wow.
We had a tangerine tree before the greening got it. And the rats there were just taking the fruit. The squirrels were taking the fruit with them. They go up on top of the house. They peel them and eat them.
Yep. Well, do they drag them or do they? Can they pick them up? I mean, how do they carry them away?
They had them in their mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
Tangerine wasn't a big, big fruit.
Yeah.
And the raccoons will peel them also. But the rats... Yep. Those nice rounded holes. It's just amazing.
I have visuals of a squirrel, of a rat sitting in a tree peeling the tangerine and
kind of neat. Teresa, you got a call?
I do. We have Scott in Lakeland. Good morning, Scott.
Hello, Scott.
Good morning, Mr. Peck. Doing?
We're doing great.
I think we're okay. Yeah.
I have a question about a lime tree.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I planted a lime tree about 2.5 years ago, and it's producing fruit. but it's producing a super thick brine, and it really feels like the fruit in the inside really never fully develops. And I can't get rid of it. I've used, like, granular fertilizer, and I've used the fertilizer spikes, but it always has, like, the rind is, like, an inch thick or more.
Okay. So I planted 2 years ago. It's still a young tree. Now, I don't want you to give up on it, but sometimes you get a tree like that, and there's just nothing you can do, and you end up having to replace it. But two-year-old tree is still forming atypical fruit quite often. So I'd give it another year or two. But, you know, we do get trees that for some reason the bud was not good or whatever, and you just end up with very thick fruits. So I don't know. You have a choice. You either replace it now or you just hang in there. The fertilizer is not going to make the difference. It
right.
Won't make the difference what you're using. Yes,
okay.
Chris, any other?
I'll hang with it for a little bit and see what happens.
Thank you, Scott. He's going to hang with it, Tom.
Okay, good.
There we go. We have a call from Dan in Winter Garden. Dan, good morning.
Hi, Dan.
Good morning. Hello. How are you doing? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you, too. How can we help?
I want to thank Tom and Joni for all the information that you give out. It's a fantastic show.
Well, good. Well, we're happy to have Teresa here with us also. So we're all working together today.
Great. I have a Meyer lemon tree that I planted in a pot, a large pot, last year outside. And this year we have about 80 buds and flowers on it. But some of the flowers seem to be falling off. And I don't know what I should do about that. And how do I care for the plant for now?
Okay. I'll give you my thought. First of all, the tree can't hold all the flowers. It regulates what it can support. And in a container, you're probably only going to be able to hold a certain number of fruit to start off with. So in a way, be thankful it's dropping some of those flower buds. And if it's a young tree, I can't tell you that it may not keep any of them, to be honest with you. It might not even have fruit. But hopefully you'll get some fruit out. If it's a large enough container, I mean, we're looking at a 25-gallon or bigger container. How big is your container?
It's probably around 20 inches wide and about 20 inches tall.
Okay. That's not a very big container for a citrus tree. Teresa, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing, Tom. And also, too, I just want to make sure that the water is consistent, that you're not going, like, too long in between or watering it too much. Whenever it gets stressed, it'll drop, you know. And so I agree. It's not going to hold all the fruit because it can't.
Yeah.
Okay.
And be thankful that it doesn't hold all of them because it would just break it down. But if you get a couple of fruit in that smaller container, my guess is if you get a few fruit, that's normal.
Okay, and I have one more quick question.
Sure.
I have a salmon-colored lilies that someone gave us, the bulbs. We planted them last year. We have leaves out of the ground about 6 inches or so, and maybe up to 10 inches. And we haven't done anything to them. And some of them look like they're just droopy. I don't know how to care for lilies.
Teresa?
It sounds like amaryllis, the salmon-colored amaryllis. And so you just want to make sure that you're fertilizing them on a regular basis and they're getting water and that they will bloom better in full sun. So make sure you've got them and they're getting an adequate sunlight.
Yeah, they haven't put up their buds yet.
Right. But, do I need to trim the leaves at the end of the season or anything? Or just
no, leave? No, you don't need to trim them. In fact, my salmon amaryllis are already blooming now. They've been blooming now for about a week. So
wow.
Just go ahead and let them get started. And they need the leaves to, you know, go through photosynthesis and, you know, create fruit. So no trimming the leaves.
Boy, you're ahead of mine. Mine are still sleeping.
Isn't that amazing? I'll post some pictures today.
Yeah. Very good. Very
Thank
good.
Thank you.
Thank
okay.
you, Dan.
Bye-bye.
Teresa, you got any more?
Nope, that's it. We can take some text messages, and you can give us a call at 407-916-5400.
Good. We'll take a break right now while we're doing that. Give us a call, 407-916-5400, or you can call us toll-free at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Be happy to take your call, and I've got a whole list of text messages here, too, and we'll be getting to those. Don't worry. So, again, the number if you want to call is 1-888-45-LAWNS. And we'll be back. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Teresa Watkins from Better Lawns and Gardens for Black Cow, the mature manure. The warmer planting season is on its way, and now is the time to start getting your garden ready. Make sure you get your flower and vegetable gardens off to a great start with Black Cow. Prepare new plant beds with 1.5-inch layer of Black Cow, and then mix it in with the soil 6 inches deep. Black Cow is natural and organic, and it contains nutrients that are released slowly without burning tender roots. Pick up the bright yellow bag and get growing. For more details, check out our website at blackcow.com.
Is Asian cycad scale killing your beautiful sago palms? Are aphids or spider mites invading your plants? Then fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests, but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. It also helps prevent powdery mildew and other fungal diseases. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Visit us on the web at betterlawns.com and on our Facebook page at BLG Radio. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us. We can get out and do a little work today. It's going to be a sunny day, so I think it's going to be nice outside. Joni says it's going to be too cold still, so we'll let her work inside. Hey, listen, let's do a couple of text messages, and we'll get to the phone calls. It says, I'm re-sodding some areas that have been hit by chinch bug damage in prior years. Should I treat them with an insecticide prior to laying sod, as these areas seem to be damaged year after year? No, wait until you get the new sod down. You heard Tom Payne say insects are not very active right now. Get the new sod down. Get it somewhat established, 2 to 3 weeks of growth or starting to grow, and then put your insecticide down. Make sure you have an insecticide that will affect the chinch bugs. Right now, what professionals are using, one they're using is Arena. The synthetic pyrethroids don't seem to be working very well. So get the sod down first. Okay, another one, Teresa, you can help with this one here. I have a bed of agapanthus, beautiful when they bloom. What type of fertilizer should they pump them up with even more? And this is in Bradfordville, Florida, north of Tallahassee. I don't know. I wouldn't be fertilizing them much at all. Maybe just a light fertilizer. What do you think?
Not in North Florida. It's still a little early. So, I would suggest waiting until mid-March, first part of April to go ahead and fertilize. But you want to be just consistent with your fertilizers. If they are not blooming well, then put a blooming fertilizer on it and read the labels. Follow the instructions.
Sounds good. You got a phone call?
We do have a phone call. We have Jackie in Melbourne. Melbourne is awake this morning. Good morning, Jackie.
Hello, Jackie.
Hi, good morning to you all.
Yeah, we got about
good morning, good morning. Okay, I have three camellias I got from Calcleberry, and I wanted to have, so I'm right on the cusp there with the tropic line, and I wanted to see as far as maybe giving them a little bit of coffee grounds, you suggest, for pH balance.
I don't have any trouble with coffee grounds around. Just don't mound it up at the base, Teresa.
I do. If you're thinking, are you fertilizing them totally with other fertilizers, Jackie?
Well, no, because I got them about a month. They still have beautiful blooms on them. Mm-hmm. It says not to fertilize when they are blooming, so I wanted to confirm with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't go ahead and put down fertilizer now. I'd probably wait until after they finish blooming because they're already blooming now and they're fine. It's the thing about coffee grounds is that if you're putting so much on them, then you sometimes can, tie up the nitrogen in the soil. So I would definitely just use my coffee grounds, put them in the compost pile, and then put compost around your camellias.
Okay.
No need to separate it.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. Tom, do we have time for one more?
Yeah, quick one.
Okay, Gene in Melbourne, we've got just a second to answer your question.
Okay, one is I need a good gardening book for vegetables, and secondly, I am a novice tomato grower, and I want to be able to spray them when the leaf miners come. What's a good thing to use for spraying leaf miners?
Okay, for leaf miners, you use spinosad, however you want to pronounce it. Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is one source for it in Bonide, and then you've got it in Conserve in Southern Ag's product. And you want to darken the plants, get them healthier, just a regular garden fertilizer would be fine. What do you think, Teresa?
I think so. I think that's just the best way to handle it.
And
you've got the best book. Tom, tell them about your month-by-month gardening.
Yeah, month-by-month gardening is out there, and you can go up online and get it. Just put in Tom McCubbin, month-by-month gardening in Florida, and I think that should help you out, okay?
Got it. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Gene.
You have a great gardening day. Somebody says, I tuned in your show late, so I apologize. Let's see. Is it possible to ripen grapefruit that has been picked? No. Citrus ripen on the tree. So you leave the grapefruit on the tree until you're ready to go ahead and eat it. Tell you what, we got hour number two coming up here, and we're going to be talking about some of those great flowering trees and shrubs that you're seeing out there. Teresa and I have our list here, so we'll talk about them. Of course, we're always waiting for your calls and text messages. I have a few text messages to finish up also. You can text us at 23680 at any time. Keep our number handy for next hour, 1-888-45-LAWNS. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.